Morning class is our glorious sampradaya. Yes. Srijan, you can put the volume on. Yes. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Chacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare In the Bhagavatam, we find this verse which explains a little bit about Srila Vyasadeva's vision and why he taught the Vedic scriptures. Yes, please.
To je prvo pevanje četvrto poglavlje stih 17 i 18.
You can just read just that. Yes.
Veliki mudrac koji je imao potpuno znanje, mogao je da sagleda svojim transcendentalnim pogledom propadanje svega materijalnost u budice toga doba. Mogao je također da vidi da će sa bezvrednim ljudima se smanjiti trajanje života i da će biti nestrpljivi zbog nedostatka vrline. Tako je razmatrao za dobrobit i blagostanje ljudi u svim stadežima i redovima života.
Yes. Now you must know that although Vyasadeva had this vision, when he was compiling the Vedic scriptures, he had a great difficulty.
Morate znati jednu stvar, da uprkos tome što je Vyasadeva imao ovu viziju predstojećeg vremena, sklapajući, odnosno stavljajući u pisanu formu vedske spise, imao je dosta poteškoća.
He had written all the Puranas and Upanishads, and even the Mahabharata was completed.
Jer u to vreme je i bila zapisana i Mahabharata i Purane i Upanishade.
He had done a wonderful service.
I na taj način je napravio predivnu službu.
But he felt totally frustrated.
Ali se osjećao potpuno frustriran.
So frustrated that he thought my work is worth nothing, my life is worth nothing.
Osjećao se toliko frustriran da je znao, eto sve što sam uradio jednostavno nije vredilo ništa. Niti moj život bilo šta vredi.
And then he looked for the causes of his frustration.
I onda je tragao za uzrokom svoje frustracije.
And this is what he found.
I onda je ovo pronašao. Sljedeći stih je iz istog poglavlja 31. Os može da bude zbog toga jer nisam posebno istakao službu predanog poštovanja posvećenog gospodinu koje drage i savršene bićima i pouzdano samom gospodinu.
In other words, he found out that just Vedic knowledge alone does not satisfy the soul.
Drugim rečima shvatio da samo vedsko znanje ne može biti dovoljno za zadovoljstvo duše.
It's very important to know about Krishna.
Jer veoma je važno znati o Krishna.
And to feel love for Krishna.
I da osjećamo ljubav prema Krishna.
Only then can your heart be transformed.
Samo tada naše srce može zaista da se transformiš.
This is expressed a little later after Vyasadeva had met Narada Muni who could help him.
I ovo se opisuje malo kasnije kada je Vyasadeva sreo Narada Munija koji mu je pomogao u ovoj situaciji. 7 poglavlje stih 6. Materijalne patnje živog bića koje su mu suvišne mogu se neposredno ukloniti povezujući procesom službe predanog poštovanja. Pošto većina ljudi to ne zna, učeni Vjasadev je sastavio ovu vedsku književnost koja je povezana sa vrhunskom istinom.
Yes. This is the power of hearing Bhagavatam, or the knowledge about the personality of Godhead.
Ovo je moć slušanja Srimad Bhagavatama ili znanja koje govori o svevišnjoj božanstvu.
It transforms the heart in such a way that three things happen to you.
On ima takvu moć da može izvršiti transformaciju srca i tada se mogu desiti sljedeće tri stvari.
The fear goes.
Strah nestaje.
Lamentation goes.
Jadikovanje nestaje.
And misery goes.
I patnja odlazi.
Are you free from fear, lamentation and misery?
Da li ste vi oslobođeni straha, jadikovanja i patnje?
No, not always, huh? That means you're not hearing Bhagavatam regularly and properly.
Ako niste oslobođeni ove tri stvari, znači da ne slušate dovoljno i na pravi način Srimad Bhagavatam.
This morning, when I prepared for the lecture, I made an experiment.
Pre nego što sam se jutro spremao za ovu lekciju, sam napravio jedan eksperiment.
I had a terrible night because I had a certain subtle vision this evening.
Imao sam užasnu noć jer sam imao neke subtilne vizije.
Last evening I could see that this town Belgrade is really a pressure cooker of tama and raja guns.
Video sam zaista da je ovaj grad Beograd poput zaista ekspres lonca tama gune i gune strasti.
In my mind's eye I could see a person approaching another person for murder.
Video sam kako ljudi prilaze drugim osobama da bi ih ubili.
I could see all the illicit sexual activities, not all, but I could feel it in the atmosphere.
Onda sam mogao da, mislim, ne da ih da vidim direktno, ali da osjetim to prisustvo nezakonitog seksa u vazduhu.
All the sufferings, for a moment I had a glimpse into them.
Jednostavno imao sam za trenutak taj tu viziju tog tračka, te patnje koje se prožinuje čekom.
And I became very, very much affected because as devotees we are sensitive.
I zaista sam bio pod uticajem toga, kao bhakti smo jako osjetljivi.
So I was very tired and I went to bed, but very early in the morning I just woke up because the atmosphere still felt so utterly disturbed.
Ja sam kasno otišao do spavanja, rano sam se probudio, situacija još uvijek bila tako uznemiravajuća.
And at that moment I made a determination. I started to read the Bhagavatam with rapt attention.
I onda sam jednostavno bez prekida počeo da sa puno pažnje čitam Srimad Bhagavatam.
And immediately I could see when I was reading about Krishna going to Sandipani Muni to learn and all this, how my heart was becoming very happy and I was getting spiritual instructions.
I onda sam isto trenutka postao sretan kad sam počeo da čitam kako je Krishna došao kod svog duhovnog učitelja Sandipani Munija, kako je primio od njega uputstva i sve ostale stvari.
I applied the medicine given in our glorious Sampradaya.
Jednostavno sam primenio lek koji je dat u našu slavnu Sampradaya.
No, it is very good to have air. Why not? This is a good time. Yes. that our glorious Sampradaya or line of teaching is where you can hear knowledge about the personality of Godhead.
Naša slavna Sampradaya, linija učeničkog nasljeđa, jeste u stvari ono što nam može dati pravo znanje svevišnje božanske ličnosti.
Lord Krishna explains to Uddhava in the 11th canto that these teachings had become lost in the course of time during the universal dissolution.
I da danas na prvi Srimad Bhagavatama Krishna objašnja Uddhavi da je zbog privremenog uništenja ovo znanje bilo izgubljeno u našem univerzumu.
Then at the time of the new creation, Krishna says, I instructed the same teachings of the Bhagavatam religion Bhagavad Dharma to Brahma.
I onda je Krišna objasnio da pomalo, kad je došlo do pomalog stvaranja, ja sam preneo ove Šrimad-Bhagavatam, odnosno Bhagavata Dharmu, direktno Brahmu.
And this Dharma, Bhagavad Dharma, was then transmitted from Brahma to Manu, and also to Narada Muni, and went down the line of disciplic succession, which is known to most of you.
I onda je ta Bhagavata Dharma dalje prenešena preko Manua, s jedne strane, druge strane Narada Munija i sve do danas kroz učeništvo nasljeđa.
Yes. So when Vyasadev was sitting there, trying to write down something for the disturbed mind of the human being, then Narada Muni said, you have to really talk about the Bhagavatam, about Krishna. That will solve the people.
I dok je Narada Muni dok je Vyasadev zapisivao sve te spise radi ljudi koji će u ovom dobu imati uznemireni um, pojavio se Narada Muni i rekao mu, trebaš da pišeš što više o Krishna i da zapišeš ima Bhagavatam, to je ono što je potrebno.
And this morning, a disturbed being of Kali Yuga in one of the very disturbed towns of the world called Beograd experienced this divine knowledge.
Bez obzira što je jedan od najuznemirenijih gradova trenutno u svijetu je Beograd, ima iskustvo da prima ovo transcendentno znanje.
I was trying to remember the Bhagavatam's four verses, which is the essence of the Bhagavatam, and I was reading and thinking, wow, I'm here and I'm taking part of a transcendental message, I'm receiving a transcendental message, and it is affecting my heart.
Podsjetio sam se, pročitao sam četiri suštinska stiha Šrimad Bhagavatama, jednostavno sam osjećao kako to znanje jednostavno potpunosti ispunjava moje srce i sam zaista učio osjećao.
What was happening?
Šta se zapravo desilo u tom trenutku?
What happened was a divine connection was established by hearing the wonderful message of the Bhagavatam as it was faithfully handed down from spiritual master to disciple.
Šta se desilo u tom trenutku? Jednostavno dođe do povezivanja između nas i tog božanskog znanja koje je prenešeno od strane velikih mudraca našim učeništvom nasljeđa.
Yes, and with this divine message a potency was handed down.
Ujedno sa tom božanskom porukom tu je i moć koja se spušta.
The potency to dispel fear and lamentation and illusion.
Moć koja može da ukloni taj strah, jadikovanje i iluziju.
And the Bhagavatam has another potency.
A Bhagavatam ima još drugih moći.
To attract the heart to Krishna.
A to je da privuče naše srce ka Krishna.
Yes. This potency only can be there if the spiritual message is handed down in a line of disciplic succession.
I ova poruka transcendentalna može samo da se sačuva ukoliko zaista pređe kroz liniju lanac učeništva.
This knowledge only works if it is touched by a bona fide spiritual master like Srila Prabhupada, and then it works.
Ovo znanje zaista može da počne da deluje ako ga dodirne neko kao što je primišljeno pravo pro do naše mišlje.
Let me give you an example from Indian biology classes.
Daću vam jedan primjer iz nastave u Indiji sa časova biologije.
In India there is a certain banyan tree and it's very interesting how new trees come from this tree.
Svi ste čuli za to posebno drvo, niko se zove banjanovo drvo, i veoma interesantno u stvari kako nastaje novo banjanovo drvo, kako je to proces.
The seed of this banyan tree has to be eaten by a sparrow, and then the sparrow has to excrete it in a natural way, and then only from the seed a new banyan tree can come.
Znači, kako se dešava da novo banjanovo drvo nastane? Tako što seme banjanovog drveta proguta ova lastavica i onda, i onda ona to mora da svari i da na prirodan način to izbaci i onda tek to seme može u zemlji da začne novo banjanovo drvo.
Yes. But if the seed just falls on the ground, it wouldn't sprout.
Ali jednostavno kada dođe to seme u zemlju, ono neće propasti.
It needs to be touched by the sparrow, and then somehow the organism of the sparrow adds something so that it can sprout.
Jednostavno tako je proces da seme mora da prođe kroz organizam lastice, jer ona mu tu nešto doda tom semenu, i onda to seme dobije moć da produži, odnosno da napravi novu organizam.
This holds also true with spiritual knowledge.
I to zaista može da se poveže i sa drugom znanjem.
It needs to be touched by mudras.
Jer duhovno znanje mora da bude dodirnuto od strane mudraca.
That touch gives it the capability to ferment or to take root in the heart of the listener.
Jer dodirom mudraca tog znanja, onda to znanje može se zametnuti, odnosno ukoreniti u srcu onog koji sluša.
The Padma Purana expresses this esoteric truth with a shloka, Sampradaya Vihina Ye Mantraste Nishpala Mataha. Nishpala means no fruit.
Nishpala znači iz ovog stiha, reč koja je važna, koja ilustruje ovo, znači bez voće.
Yes, bez voće. What it means is, when you have a mantra, but you have not received it through a sampradaya, a line of authorized spiritual teachers, this mantra will be nishpala. It will not bear any fruit, just like the banyan tree.
Znači, ako dobijemo, na primjer, mantru, a ona nije u vjerodostojnoj učeničkoj sampradaji, ona će biti baš takva, bez ploda, neće imati nikakav rezultat koliko je mantra.
Mm-hmm. I want to make this a little bit clearer to you by directing your attention to the time when you felt touched by Krishna consciousness.
Želim ovo sada još više da potkrepim primjerom, da se podsjetim vremena kada je svako od nas bio dodirnut u stvari svjesnošću Krišne.
Remember, you were most probably reading a book and you read in the explanation of Prabhupada, and all of a sudden you saw, yes, this is really true, this works, this is really relevant for my life.
A sigurno se sjećate tih trenutaka kada ste čitali Šrimad Bhagavatam, kad smo čitali Šrimad Bhagavatam i objašnjenje o Prabhupada, da smo pomislili, da, to je zaista istina i to ima smisla i to je relevantno za mene i to funkcioniše.
You were really having this eureka experience, this wow, yes, there is a relationship between me and my life and this book.
And vi ste svi imali sigurno to eureka iskustvo kada ste vidjeli zaista postoji veza između mene, između ove knjige, između onoga što je unutra.
This also might have happened when you were sitting and listening to a tape of Srila Prabhupada, and all of a sudden it was no longer just a tape which was in your tape recorder, it was a person who touched your heart and moved you.
Kada ste slušali Srila Prabhupada, to više nije bila obična kaseta, to je jednostavno bila živa osoba koja zaista mogla da dodirne i pokrene naše srce.
And it may also have happened when you listen to a class of any devotee.
Može to da se desi kada slušate lekciju bilo koga drugog bhakti.
He is saying something which is directly affecting my life.
On govori nešto što direktno utiče na moj život.
Just a little while ago, when I gave this talked about how difficult it is to change, and I gave the example of Miroslav and Jelena, one woman stood up in the pause and came to me, "Ja sam Jelena."
Ja sam onog dana kad sam davao primjer, znate za onu priču Jelena i Miroslav i cijela ona porodica, nakon lekcije jedna gospođa mi je prišla i rekla, "Ja sam Jelena."
Don't we all know these moments?
Da li vi svi prepoznajete takve trenutke u svom životu?
Where we feel directly addressed.
Kada se mi zaista osjećamo kao da nam se neko direktno, nama lično obraća.
And this address is done by a sampradaya.
Ovo obraćanje nama samima upravo se dešava pomoću sampradaya.
You can read the scripture.
Možete čitati sve te spise.
But if you do not have the sampradaya backing it up, this it won't touch you the same way.
Možete čitati to znanje, ako zaista nema vjerodostojne sampradaje, to neće djelovati na isti način.
Srila Prabhupada remembers this. He said, before the translation of Bhagavad Gita as it is, there were many editions of Bhagavad Gita on the book market, but no devotees came.
I to se upravo dešavalo na primjer sa Bhagavad Gitom. Pre nego što je Bhagavad Gita bila prevedena i tumačena, Srila Prabhupada, bilo je toliko prevoda Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada je rekao, ali nigdje nije bilo bhakta.
At the time when he made this statement, one devotee, Satyaraj Prabhu, counted the editions which were available in New York, in America, and he counted 642 editions.
I onda je Satyaraj Prabhu u to vreme napravio ono popis svih tih različitih prevoda Bhagavad Gita. Zamislite, bilo je 642 različita prevoda Bhagavad Gita u to vreme.
But there were no devotees in America.
Ali nije bio jedan jedini bhakta u Americi.
Only at the time when Srila Prabhupada came, who stood in this line of sampradaya, in this succession, and his books became read, and people became so touched that they gave up their old habits and started the spiritual life.
Nekad se Šila Prabhupada pojavio u ovoj sampradaji i kada je dao ove knjige, onda su ljudi počeli da se menjaju, da napuštaju svoje loše navike i sve ostalo.
Yes. Let me summarize where we are.
Sada da sumiramo gdje se sada trenutno nalazimo.
We have established the point that unless you hear spiritual knowledge in some which is given in a sampradaya, it will not have effect.
Drugim riječima, ukoliko nećemo dostojno sampradaju, ono neće imati nikakav efekt.
Even the supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accepts this principle.
Čak i sa više božanstva ličnost personalno kao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prihvata ovaj princip.
Actually, even Krishna accepts this principle, and they both of them learn from a spiritual master who's in a sampradaya.
Čak i sam Krishna, zajedno sa Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, su obojica kad su se pojavili prihvatili vjerodostojno učeničko nasljeđe i duhovnog učitelja od koga su primili.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted as his sampradaya, the Madhva sampradaya. Now you must listen very carefully, because now if we will enter a second subject of this lecture, which is important so that you understand the rest of the lecture.
A sada budite veoma pažljivi, zato što dolazimo na drugi deo lekcije koji je veoma važan da bi mogli da shvatimo ostatak.
We are what is called a Bhagavad Sampradaya.
Mi se nalazimo u takozvanoj Bhagavad Sampradaya.
Bhagavad comes from Bhagavan, it means God.
Bhagavad znači onaj koji dolazi od Bhagavana, Bhagavan znači Bog.
In our knowledge, spiritual knowledge, is knowledge about God.
A naše duhovno znanje je zapravo znanje o Bogu.
Remember please the beginning of the lecture where we discussed how Vyasadeva had already summarized all types of Vedic scriptures, but felt only satisfied when he went into the Bhagavatam, the knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
I treba da se setimo početka naše lekcije gdje smo naveli da upravo Vyasadeva, bez obzira što zapisao sve vedsko znanje, tek kad je zapisao znanje o svevišnjem božanskom ličnosti, kada je to dobro.
Now, the Bhagavad Sampradaya has a very unique way of dealing with initiations.
I Bhagavad Sampradaya ima jedinstven odnos prema procesu inicijacije.
It is unique from all other Vedic sampradayas.
I jedinstveno je po tome u odnosu na sve ostale vedske sampradaje.
And you need to understand it in order to understand this unique feature. You need to understand in order to understand your own position in relationship to our sampradaya.
I da bi shvatili poseban položaj i princip naše sampradaje, moramo i shvatiti svoj položaj u okviru toga.
The connection with any sampradaya is usually established by diksha initiation.
I kako dolazi do povezanosti sa radostinost opravdanjem, to se uglavnom dešava preko dobijanja dikše, znači inicijacije.
During this time, the guru reveals the mantra and the method how to chant the mantra.
I u tom procesu duhovni učitelj vam razotkriva mantru i način na koji trebate da mantrate.
And a connection is established between disciple and guru.
I onda se uspostavlja ta veza između učenika i duhovnog učitelja.
It is lifelong and also seen as even reaching beyond one life.
I ona traje celog života i može biti neograničena, u smislu da nije ograničena samo na ovaj život, nego i iznad.
This diksha connection is important to take a second birth from a materialistic conditioned soul to someone who comes on the way to go to spiritual life.
I koja funkcija ove same inicijacije i povezivanja jeste upravo da osoba iz materijalno uslovljena, kao materijalno uslovljena duša, jednostavno krene ka oslobođenju duhovnom životu.
Diksha means second birth.
Jer diksha znači to drugo ponovno rođenje, kao što sam objasnila.
At this time the old karma is worked at.
I sve do to trenutka stara karma je delovala i sada počinje drugačije da.
And spiritual knowledge is given and continue to be given.
A duhovno znanje se u tom trenutku dobija i nastavljamo da ga primamo tokom vremena.
Now in our sampradaya, another type of relationship is more important than the diksha relationship.
Ali u našoj sampradaji ono što je još važnije od diksha odnosa, postoji odnos koji je važniji od njega.
It is the shiksha relationship, or exactly this what takes also place in diksha, the continued instruction of the disciples.
A to je shiksha inicijacija koja normalno je uključena i u diksha, može postojati neovisno, to znači kontinuirano, neprekidno davanje uputstva.
The normal case is that the one who gives diksha, who makes the formal initiation ceremony, is also the shiksha guru.
Uobičajeno, onaj ko da dikšu i tu formalnu inicijaciju, uglavnom bude i shiksha guru.
But of the two functions, diksha and shiksha, shiksha is more important.
Ali od ove dve funkcije shiksha je važnija od dikša.
Let us study this subject a little bit by looking at a few examples.
Hajde da razmotrimo ovu temu tako što ćemo pozabaviti se sa par primjera.
Our first example is Parikshit Maharaj, the king who was initiated in his young days as a prince by a diksha guru.
To je primjer Parikshit Maharaja koji je kao mladi princ veoma rano bio iniciran od strane svog diksha guru.
We all know that later he was cursed to die within 7 days and met Shukadev Goswami at that time.
A znamo da kasnije tokom njegovog života zbog prokletstva koje je dobio da napusti telo za 7 dana, onda je sreo tek Shukadev Goswami.
Now Shukadev Goswami instructed Parikshit Maharaj and therefore by teaching him the Bhagavatam, and the whole world knows the guru of Parikshit Maharaj is Shukadev Goswami.
I onda kada je on Maharaju Parikshit izgovorio Srimad Bhagavatam kao završnu instrukciju, ceo svet u stvari zna tu jednu stvar, da je Shukadev Goswami u stvari duhovni učitelj Maharaj Parikshit.
We don't even know the name of the initiating spiritual master.
Mi uopšte ni ne znamo ime koje je iniciranog duhovnog učitelja sa kojom je dao inicijaciju dikšu Maharaj Parikshit.
Yes. What we know is Shukadev Goswami, who taught his disciple to go back home, back to Godhead.
Mi jedino što znamo to je da je Shukadev Goswami bio taj koji svom učeniku preneo, naučio ga kako da se vrati nazad kući Bogu.
Shiksha is more important than diksha in our Bhagavat line.
U našoj Bhagavat liniji shiksha je mnogo važnija od diksha.
Let us now look at a second example.
Pogledamo drugi primjer.
Also a king called Bali.
To je kralj koji se zove Bali.
Uh, We have also a wonderful drugi Bali with us. Yes. The original Bali spiritual master was Sukracharya. Sukracharya had given him diksha. And he was held in high esteem. By Bali. But at a very important time of Bali's spiritual advancement, something happened to Sukracharya, and he actually advised him not to surrender to Vishnu.
Ali šta se desilo u jednom trenutku kada je bilo jako važno za Bali Maharadža napravi korak u svom duhovnom životu, nešto se desilo u Sukracharji, on jednostavno čak što više dao mu suprotnu instrukciju da se ne preda gospodinu Višnju.
At that time Bali Maharaj gave up Sukracharya.
I onda u tom trenutku Bali Maharaj morao da napusti Sukracharju.
But who taught Bali Maharaj?
Ali koga je onda poučavao Bali Maharadža?
Not so known, but his Shiksha guru became Prahlad Maharaj.
Nije jako poznat, ali zapravo njegov Shiksha guru je postao Prahlad Maharaj.
What a wonderful Shiksha guru. He had seen Lord Nrsingadev personally.
Koji divni Shiksha guru, zamislite osoba koja lično vidjela gospodina Nrsingadeva.
Yes, and Bali continued to be guided by Prahlad Maharaj.
I Bali je onda nastavljen da bude vođen od strane Prahlad Maharaj.
Let us hear a third example. This example is given in the Padma Purana, and it is not so known to the Bhagavatam readers. It is the example of Dundukari, who was initiated like everyone in the Vedic culture, but unfortunately became a great sinner, really great sinner, and I won't pollute the atmosphere of the synagogue with telling you the sins. It's really big, really big.
To je primjer Dundukarije koji je dobio inicijaciju, ali je postao tako veliki grešnik da ne želim uopšte da uznemiravam ovu atmosferu ovdje u sinagogi, da vama pričam u stvari kakve on grehe počinio, zaista je bio pravi
pravcati veliki grešnik. As a result to his extremely sinful activities, he actually died and became a ghost.
I zbog kao posljedicu svojih tih grešnih aktivnosti, on je morao da umre i da postane duh.
So when he was a duh, his brother got to know about the unfortunate situation of Dundukari and decided to help him by giving him spiritual instructions.
I sticajem okolnosti njegov brat je saznao za taj loš položaj koji on dobio novim rođenjem Dundukari, onda je njegov brat htio u stvari da mu da neku pomoć da bi mogao da se izvuče iz te situacije.
And he helped him by reading the whole, explaining the whole Bhagavatam to him, and as a result Dundukari went back to Godhead. Yes.
Even from
the ghost body, back to God.
I onda šta je Dundukari napravio njegov brat? Jednostavno mu je čitao Šrimad Bhagavatam, bez obzira što je on bio u telu duha, nakon slušanja Šrimad Bhagavatam, on je direktno iz tog tela otišao.
Can you understand from this example the principle?
Da li možete kroz ovaj primjer da shvatite princip?
In the Bhagavat Sampradaya, Shiksha is seen as more important than diksha.
U Bhagavat Sampradaya Shiksha mnogo važnija nego diksha.
Hare Krishna. This is very important to understand.
Ovo je veoma važno da shvatim.
And I will in a little while, after having explained one more philosophical principle, explain what this could mean for a devotee in the year 2000 and a few months.
A sad samo još nešto da kažem, da nakon toga ću reći šta je zapravo, šta sve ovo znači za jednog bhaktu u njegovom životu 2000. godine i nekog meseca.
Yes. Please listen to this next philosophical principle, which is extremely important to understand.
Zato molim vas, veoma pažljivo saslušajte sljedeći pointori od izuzetnog značaja da bi shvatili sve.
Let us look now a little bit on Guru Tattva. What is the Guru?
Sada da razmislimo, da pričamo o Guru Tattvi. Šta je to zapravo?
Now, rest assured, we will never understand the secret totally.
Ono da vam kažem, tu tajnu nikada nećemo sasvim razotkriti.
Four things we cannot understand totally.
Četiri stvari nikada nećemo moći da razumijemo.
Krishna Tattva.
Krishna Tattva.
Jiva tattva,
jivotski
biće, yes, one other tattva I don't remember at this moment, what? No, please. Yeah, Shiva tattva, right?
Shiva tattva.
And Guru tattva.
Guru tattva.
These four truths or tattvas can never be totally understood in total by the living entity.
Ove dve tatve ili istine nikad ne možemo znati u potpunosti.
From this we can humbly understand that maybe we also don't understand Guru Tattva in total.
Tako da i mi možemo pomisno shvatiti da baš nam nije jasno o Guru Tattva sasvim.
The first time I became a little bit, let me say, shaken in my understanding of Guru Tattva was when I read a lecture which Srila Prabhupada had delivered in Bombay in the early days called The Universal Teacher.
Prvi put kada se meni u glavi nešto protrmalo u vezi svega ovoga što mi pričamo je kada sam pročitao stvari jednu lekciju koju Srila Prabhupada u Bombaju danih dana dao, koja baš govori o tom universal teacher.
Yeah, the universal teacher.
Teacher. Znači univerzalni učitelj.
Yeah. Prabhupada said to a mixed audience of disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and also newcomers and guests, he gave this lecture to a mixed audience.
Znači ono što je isto jako važno, da je Srila Prabhupada ovu lekciju dao pred gledalištem koje je bilo pomešano karakter, u smislu bilo je čak i Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati učenika, gostiju, njegovih učenika, znači od slušalci su bili različiti.
Yeah. He said, ladies and gentlemen,
i on je rekao, dame i gosti,
there is no difference between my guru and your guru.
Ne postoji razlika između mog duhovnog učitelja i vašeg duhovnog učitelja.
And the ladies and gentlemen said, no, you have accepted Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, but I have accepted Ramakrishna maybe.
Ali neko bi mogao da pomisli u tom trenutku, čekaj, ovdje su neki prihvatili Bhaktisiddhanta, ovdje su neki drugi prihvatili Ramakrishna za...
There are many, yes. And then Prabhupada continued, knowing the objection of his listener.
Ali Srila Prabhupada nastavio dalje zato što je primetio što razmišljaju njegovi slušalci.
He said, ladies and gentlemen, think there's only one God.
Dame i gospodo, razmislite, pošto postoji samo jedan Bog.
Who appears to us in an endless variety of spiritual masters.
Koji se pojavljuje u neograničenim raznolikostima različitih duhovnih učitelja.
I was shocked.
Ja sam
I was one of those ladies, all of a sudden I became one of the, I'm not a lady or a gentleman, I'm a Prabhupada's disciple, but I, this is a new point. And the first time in my life I began to understand the guru is more.
I prvi put sam tada shvatio u životu, duhovni učitelj je mnogo više nego što ja.
He is not just the person.
On nije samo osoba.
Whom we can perceive.
Koju mi možemo da opazimo.
There is something in him. Something essentially, which is essential in him, which makes him more than just a normal osoba.
Postoji nešto od suštinske značaja u njemu, što ga ne čini običnom osobom.
We know he carries Krishna. By his words, he connects us with the Sampradaya. And through the Sampradaya, the Lord pleases to reveal himself to human beings. So by his connection, the Guru carries the Sampradayic teachings and the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
I onda duhovnište sa svojom povezanošću kroz Sampradaju nosi to znanje i svevišnju božansku ličnost.
Because this is a difficult point, we need an example to understand it really in a way it relates to us. Do you remember, I do not know if you have this in Serbia, these little wires which surround the cows on the meadow, which are of electricity, full of electricity? You know, but in we have good.
Znači da li ovdje kod nas imate žicu koja je puna električne struje koja čuva krave u gradu?
We have. Yes. This wire is a very inexpensive way of keeping cows, because the moment the cow comes on this to this wire, he feels the bang, the little electric, and he says, "Oh, that no, I understood the message." And
he says, "Yeah,
you only need one small line, not a whole construction."
Yeah. As
a child, I was extremely temperamental, and I would always go to these wires and you know, I was fascinated by
them.
And then one day I discovered a secret. If I was grabbing the wire and I had my friend on the hand, and he had another friend on the hand, then the one who would get the electric current the most was the last one. I wouldn't feel any problem.
Yes.
Something male, you know, but pleasant. Yes, something for laughing. Yes. But the last one. What I had experienced in a childish way was the way was that here something was conducted through me. Electricity was conducted through me.
Ono što sam mogao da naučim u tom primjeru da je struja mogla da prođe kroz mene, da se bude prenosnik u stvari.
I was carrying electricity.
Ja sam provodio elektricitet.
It was fascinating for a child.
Ja sam bio zadivljen u tom trenutku za jedno dete, no onda sam uspio toga napraviti.
This is what happens to the spiritual master if he is connected.
To se dešava i sa duhovnim učiteljem ukoliko je on povezan.
He carries something which is more than him.
On jednostavno nosi sa sobom, prenosi kroz sebe nešto više nego što je on sam.
It is not just some cheap electricity, but something very divine.
Kaže, ali to nije neka obična struja, to je nešto božanskog karaktera.
He has not much to do with this.
On nema sam puno veze sa svim tim.
He knows it doesn't come out of his knowledge or his organism.
Jer on zna, to ne dolazi iz mene, iz mog organizma ili mog znanja.
Yes. Prabhupada had often talked about these principles to us, and he, when people praised him for helping them, he said, I'm nothing, I just try to follow my spiritual master. This is toy moy tiny.
I često Šilo Prabhupada bi tako prilazili slavili ga za sve što je on napravio. On bi rekao, to nisam ja, to je milost moga duhovnog učitelja, zapravo to je moja tajna.
Yes. And he said, it is all the mercy of Krishna.
I onda bi rekao, sve je to milost Krishna.
Yes. This is what I mean when I say the guru is more. Because of his connection he is more. Not because he is maybe a more gifted and talented personality. With this reasoning, Prabhupada told to all his disciples, you should become gurus. It's not because they were extremely special. We have seen over the years that some of them showed, of the 4,000 who were practicing, not so many are left.
I mi smo mogli vidjeti da to nisu sad neke mnogi se desile su se stvari nakon toga jer znamo da 4000 učenika Šila Prabhupade koji sad nije baš puno ostalo znači nije da je to bilo do njih
but the moment as long as they were connected wonderful things and inspirations came through them. When time comes, you can also all become spiritual masters.
Kada dođe vreme, svako od vas ovde može isto postati duhovni učitelj.
Provided you are properly connected.
Ali ono što je važno, ono što se traži, stvari da budemo na pravi način povezani.
Because the guru is more.
Jer guru je nešto više.
Yes. So this is what the next. This was. But now we will become extremely relevant to modern times.
A sada postanemo zaista to je bila jedna poenta, a sada se povezujemo sa modernim vremenom i postanemo veoma relevantni za ove trenutke.
But let us just again look at the three points which we need to understand.
Ali još uvek moramo biti svjesni ovih tri pointe koje trebamo da shvatimo da bi mogli dalje da pratimo.
The first point which of the lecture was to explain Vyasadeva's position in our glorious Sampradaya.
Prva poenta da objasnimo položaj Vyasadeva u našoj slavnoj Sampradaji.
Yes, he was frustrated, but then by Narada Muni's mercy, he brought this Bhagavat teaching about the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
U jednom trenutku on je bio nezadovoljan i milost Narada Muni doneo u ovo učeničko nastiće učeničime Bhagavat.
This helped himself. And it helped all the subsequent generations.
To je pomoglo kako njemu samu, tako i svim ostalim generacijama koje su došle nakon toga.
The second point was then that in the Bhagavad Sampradaya, Shiksha is seen to be more important than Diksha.
Druga poenta je da u našoj sampradaji šikša je mnogo važnija od dikše.
That does not mean that we do not require diksha.
To ne znači da nam nije potrebna diksha.
But it means the šikša is also seen in a diksha relationship as the most important.
Ali se one gledaju povezane jedna s drugom, ali u okviru toga šikša je uvek važnija od dikše.
Our third point was a little on guru tattva. Because the guru is connected, he carries something which is more than himself. He carries the teachings of the Sampradaya and the Supreme Lord.
I sada na kraju ovog pojenta koji smo dali, to je da je guru nešto više, a to je da on prenosi i nosi to znanje i povezanost.
What could all of this mean for the Hare Krishna movement today?
I šta se to znači za Hare Krishna pokret danas?
One point is that Srila Prabhupada's position needs to be understood very clearly.
Jedna od stvari prvi koju trebamo shvatiti to da jasno razumemo položaj Srila Prabhupada u našoj situaciji.
He is a special personality who did something which was foretold in the Vedic scriptures, that is to bring Krishna consciousness to people who are very, very unqualified, the Western people who eat meat and all of this.
Srila Prabhupada je došao zaista kao posebna osoba koja je predskazana u svetim spisima da će dati svetnost Krišne degradiranim ljudima ovog doba koji jedu meso, koji su potpuno nekvalifikovani, koji se nalaze na zapadu.
Prabhupada must be understood like a person who fulfilled a historic mission.
Jednostavno što je pravo da trebamo prihvatiti kao osobu koja je napravila istorijsku stvar.
Yes, Prabhupada taught us that we should understand, however, that although he is so special, he is special because he is following his spiritual master and in this way is connected to the Sampradaya.
Ali ono što nas je Srila Prabhupada također naučio, to da je on njegov položaj specijalan zato što je on bio isto povezan preko svoga učitelja sa celom Sampradaya.
Once there was a controversy in our movement which was brought before Prabhupada. The devotee said, Prabhupada, I heard that you said we should only read your books and not the books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Ne, bilo je jedna rasprava u jednom trenutku još u vreme Šrila Prabhupada. Bhakti su došli i pitali su Šrila Prabhupada, ti si rekao da mi čitamo samo tvoje knjige, da ne treba da čitamo, na primjer, knjige od Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
It was innocent, really.
Ali to je bilo više onako nevino pitanje, nevina tvrdnja.
But by the way, how Prabhupada responds, you can see how much he is worried.
Ali kako je Šrila Prabhupada odgovorio u tom trenutku, možeš li da shvatite koliko je on tada bio zabrinut?
He said, who said I said?
Ko rekao da sam ja rekao?
Yes. And then he said, it is a great mistake.
I onda je rekao, to je velika greška.
We must read the previous acharyas.
Mi moramo čitati knjige prethodnih acharya.
He wanted to, the way he responded, he wanted to show this is not a sekta.
Na način na koji on tada to odgovorio, hteo da kaže, pa mi nismo sekta.
Sekta means it is cut off from roots.
Jer sekta znači biti odsečen od korena same religije.
Sektirare, you know,
sekta. To je kao sekta, isto je povezana s latinskom reči sektirati, što znači u stvari odvojiti od organizma, od izvorišta života.
It is connected.
Zapravo to je nešto što treba da bude povezano.
It is a part of a whole tradition.
I to je deo cele tradicije koja dolazi.
It's a part of a sampradaya.
To je deo sampradaya.
Oh, Prabhupada was very worried that we did not understand this.
Prabhupada je jako zabrinut zato što su u tom trenutku njegovi učenici to pogrešno shvatili.
You must read.
I morate da čitate.
And then he said, and I put this in my purport.
Ja sam sve dostavio isto acharyas, prethodne acharye i njihove komentare u svoje komentare.
Do you know how Prabhupada wrote his Bhagavatam commentaries?
Da li znate kako je Šrila Prabhupada napisao svoje Bhagavatam
komentare? He did say, ja mislim te.
On nije rekao, sad ja nešto smišljam, mislim.
Yeah, of course, some of his examples are very timely.
Mislim, svakako neki njegovi primjeri su u skladu sa vremenom. To je normalno.
But he had a book with 9 commentaries.
Ali on imao knjigu sa 9 komentara različitih prethodnih acharya.
And he distilled from there.
I onda on jednostavno
crpeo.
Crpeo iz, uzimao iz tih 9 komentara ono što je posle stavljao u svoje komentare.
The Bhaktivedanta commentaries, in other words, are a summary of the other commentaries, Madhvacharya was in there, Ramanuja, very much Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur.
Yeah. Jer sami komentari, na primjer, Bhaktivinoda Thakura, već su komentari koji su zasnovani na prethodnim acharyama, kao što je Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, i jako puno Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakura.
Yes. Because the shiksha is more important than the diksha.
Zato što je šiksa važnija od dikše.
The instructions which we get, they will be our guiding force.
Jer uputstva koje ćemo dobiti kroz to, ona će biti naša vodeća snaga.
I think you all know in Australia once there was a person who got initiation, and one day after the initiation he left and no one ever saw him again.
Sigurno znate da je primjer u Australiji Vata koji je danas dobio inicijatično pravo da sutra jedna otišao, nikad ga više niko u životu nije trebao.
This person could not be helped, although he had gotten diksha, but he has not taken to shiksha.
Jer takvoj osobi ne možete pomoći, zašto? Bez obzira što je ona dobila dikšu, pošto nema povezanost sa šikšom, jednostavno za nju ne možete pomoći.
Because shiksha is more important than diksha. I'm sorry, I'm drilling this point, I know, but you will see, when I come to a point, you will see that it was good that I said it 10 times.
Ja malo drilujem, odnosno pušim po toj pointi, šikša je važnija od dikša, ali Vidjet ćete da to zaista jako važno da ne radi to slučaj.
Uno momento. Yes. In other sampradayas, in the Ramanuja sampradaya, this point, which I have will not repeat now again, takes a very, very interesting form, let me say, expression in the guru-disciple relationship.
U Ramanuja sampradaji, ovom pointu koji se naglašava, koji će ponovo da pone, puno toga se govori, na primjer, o tom odnosu između duhovnog učitelja i učenika.
Ramanujacharya is seen in that sampradaya as a very, very important person also for the subsequent generations of disciples.
Ramanujacharya zaista ima veoma poseban položaj kako u svojoj sampradaji i uopšte i na sve ostale generacije koje su dolazili i koje će dolaziti.
There is even a temple that you can still see the transcendental body of Ramanujacharya, which has not decomposed. Did you know this? Yes.
Da postoji u Indiji čak hram gde se nalazi
not decomposed
telo Ramanujacharya koje se nije raspalo.
He is very special. Everyone rots away. I mean, if you put me in the grave, I will rot away. So it is recognized, even visually, you can that Ramanujacharya is now so special. And the gurus who follow him, I mean, Ramanujacharya was in the, was it 12th century maybe? Or
10th and 11th century.
Yes, and you can see that all the disciples from Ramanuja's disciples, even today disciples, see him and worship his shiksha very much.
I možete vidjeti nakon toliko vremena njegovi svi učenici koji su dolazili kasnije kroz tu sampradaju još uvijek obožavaju njega kroz šikšu.
In the light of Ramanuja's special position, the position of the gurus has been very interestingly defined in the Ramanuja sampradaja.
I onda, zahvaljujući položaju Ramanujacharya u njihovoj sampradaji, sam pojam guru je veoma specifično definisan i postavljen u učenju njihove
sampradaje. He is there called as the deliverer guru.
Oni njega zovu guru koji daje oslobođenje, oslobodilac, veliki, mislim, shvatili ste. Nemamo mi prikladnu reč za to, ali deliverer znači spasitelj. Nemamo mi tu tako dobru reč, tako da možemo da špekuliramo sa shvatili ste to, molim vas. Yes. Postoji reč koja deliverer može jasno dati što smo jeziku tog učenja i onaj koji prenosi i onaj koji je spasitelj i onaj koji oslobađa, znači
yes.
Veliki
yes. It is very difficult to translate this into another language, yeah, also German. Yeah. Deliverer guru. The one who gives slobodan, yes, from material existence.
Yeah.
Now the other gurus are seen to be instrumental gurus.
Svi ostali gurui u odnosu na njega se gledaju kao instrumentalni guru, znači u funkciji tog.
They help Ramanuja to deliver the fallen souls even in the 20th century by being instruments to his shiksha.
I šta je to? Šta znači instrumentalni guru? Znači onaj koji je instrument u sampradaji, ali koji daje oslobođenje čak i dan danas u 20. veku, ali kroz svoju povezanost sa shikšom koja dolazi izvorno iz Ramanujacharya zato što on ima takav specifičan
položaj. A theologian might ask who has not understand the concept of shiksha, how is it possible to be an instrument to a person who has left the body?
Teolozi koji baš ne razumiju baš neke stvari mogu pomisliti kako neko može biti instrument u rukama nekoga ko je napustio telo.
But I think we can answer this question to
ja
the theologian.
Da, mi možemo odgovoriti na takvo pitanje, takvo vrstu teologa.
We know Ramanujacharya gave a very, very certain teaching.
Mi znamo da je Ramanujacharya dao određeno učenje.
And it is repeated by the generations of the gurus who come after him.
I on se jednostavno iznova ponavlja, obnavlja drugim generacijama kurva koje su dolazile posle njega.
These gurus give diksha.
Ovi guru su davali diksha.
But the shiksha of Ramanujacharya is really the essence.
A shiksha Ramanujacharya je suština cele sampradaje.
Because shiksha is more important than diksha.
Zato što se vraćamo na mantru shiksha je važnija od diksha.
So therefore we can speak of a deliverer guru who by his shiksha is delivering others.
Znači, to je položaj tog gurua koji daje oslobođenje svima od materijalnog postojanja zato što on to daje svim ostalim i prenosi na sve ostale generacije koje dolaze iza njega.
And those who help him are his instruments.
A oni koji mu pomažu u tome su njegovi instrumenti.
What is more important, the instrument or the handler, the handler of the instrument, the one who uses the instrument.
Ko je važniji, da li instrument ili onaj koji aktivira instrument?
Yes, this is a self-explanatory answer, a question. You don't need to answer this, of course.
To je, razumete normalno.
Yeah, yes. So, who is more important?
Ko je važniji?
Prabhupada or his disciples?
Ko je važniji, Prabhupada ili njegovi učenici?
Please don't do this. Yes, we know. Things which are known then shouldn't be expressed, then it becomes foolish. Yes.
Stvari koje prirodno znamo ne treba tako ekstremno potvrđivati zato što da.
It's all right. Yes. Why is Prabhupada more important than his disciples? Because he is that special person who gave, who was empowered to reach to the fallen souls in the West and to deliver them.
Zašto? Zato što on zaista bio taj koji je bio punomoćen da dođe na zapad i da oslobodi.
There were so many Gitas before, but no one chanted or followed principles after reading them.
Kao što smo negdje bilo toliko puno Bhagavad Gita, niko nije bio bhakta, niko nije mantrao, niko nije slijedio nikakve principe.
Prabhupada needs to be also understood not just as he created something new.
Ali Šrila Prabhupada trebamo i gledati u kontekstu toga da on nije stvorio nešto novo.
He didn't want to be seen like this.
On nije želio da ga drugi posmatraju na taj način.
He said, well, I had nothing to do with it, it's a sampradaya.
On je rekao, pa ja nemam ništa lično sa tim, to je jednostavno samo sampradaya.
And he mentioned especially one personality in the sampradaya.
I on je posebno naveo ime jedne osobe u našoj sampradaji, posebno naglasio.
Of course, he always spoke about his own spiritual master in the highest
way. On je uvijek govorio na prvom mjestu o svom duhovnom učitelju.
But he said, we are Rupanugas.
Ali on je rekao, mi smo Rupanuga.
We are following that great associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is a spiritual personality called Rupa Manjari in the spiritual world.
I mi smo sledbenika Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, koji je Rupa Manjari u duhovnom
svetu. What is, who's Rupa Manjari? What does she do?
A šta je Rupa Manjari, šta ona radi?
She engages the souls in Krishna's, Radha and Krishna's service.
Njen poseban položaj Rupa Manjari je da ona sva živa bića uključuje u direktnu službu Radha Krishna.
There are many songs in this connection, and Srila Prabhupada asked that this one song would be sung at his most important, at a very important time of his life when he left his body.
I na jednom trenutku kada je zaista bio jako posebno trenutak dok sam napustio tijelo, što Prabhupada je tražio da pevam, da bhakti pevaju tu pesmu?
The song says that O Rupa Manjari,
a i pesma kaže O Rupa Manjari,
you are my life, You are everything to me. Yes. May you shine in my heart. It's a very known song because it's our song. Rupa Manjari will also engage all of you one day, hopefully, if you don't prefer to stay in Serbia for many lifetimes more in the service of Radha and Krishna.
I nadamo se da će jednog dana i sve vas, Rupa Manjari, angažovati u vašoj službi u duhovnom svetu, ukoliko ne odlučite da još mnogo života provedete ovdje u Srbiji.
Yes. But let us go back to the main point.
Ajde se vratimo na glavnu point.
Our guru is important for our life because he gives us diksha.
Naš duhovni učitelj je važan u našem životu zato što nam daje dikšu.
Whatever happens, he will always be our diksha guru.
Šta god da se desi, će uvijek biti naš diksha guru.
But more important is the shiksha.
Ali mnogo važnije je shiksha.
Because shiksha is more important than diksha in our sampradaya.
Zato što je shiksha mnogo važnije od diksha u našoj sampradaji.
If our guru will continue to give us shiksha, this is wonderful.
I naš guru će nastaviti da nam daje shikshu i to je divno.
If for some reason we do not get so much shiksha from our guru, we should not despair.
Ako nekim, zbog nekog razloga, mi kojim slučajno dobijemo toliko puno shikshu od našeg duhovnog učitelja, to ne treba da nas buni.
We know Prabhupada is the main personality.
Mi znamo i to što Prabhupada kao važan, najvažnija ličnost.
And after him the whole sampradaya.
I nakon njega cela sampradaya.
The shiksha is the life-giving force in the life of a devotee.
Shiksha je životna snaga u životu.
It means also when our spiritual our master doesn't come so often, we should not feel at least sectarian to go to other devotees and say, and also other gurus, can you please help me? I'm a normal person. I need some jivotsky.
No shyness.
If for some unexplainable reason our guru does not function any longer in his connection to his own spiritual master.
Ako iz nekog razloga nekad naš duhovni učitelj više ne funkcioniše na način na koji funkcionisao pre u povezanosti sa svojim duhovnim učiteljem.
We must see where can we get shiksha.
Mi treba da vidimo gdje možemo dobiti shikshu.
Because shiksha is more important than diksha.
Jer shiksha je važnija od dikshe.
But what I really want to express is that we should see ourselves as being in connection with Srila Prabhupada.
Ono zaista što želim da kažem, to je da svi mi treba da se osjećamo i da se vidimo tako da smo uvijek povezani sa Srila Prabhupada.
This is the main point of my presentation.
To je glavni point of cijele moje presentation.
Because he is, we don't, I have told you a little of the Ramanuja Sampradaya, what they do. We don't have the same words really in our own Gaudiya Sampradaya, but the similar concepts.
Ja sam dao primjer Ramanuja Sampradaya, pošto su oni zaista, da kažemo, primjer toga, ali u našoj Gaudiya Sampradaya nije baš toliko to vidno, ali ipak postoji.
These terms, deliverer guru and instrumental guru, is borrowed from that Sampradaya.
Ovi pojmovi koje smo objašnjavali onog Ramanujacharya kao oslobodilačkog guru, a instrumentalnog guru, ti principi su aktivirani u njihovoj sampradaji, nisu toliko relevantni kada je u pitanju naša Gaudiya Sampradaya.
But they are very, very relevant to us because here the same point, shiksha is more important than, sorry.
Ali ono je relevantno u kom smislu? U onom smislu koji naglašavamo cijel današnji dan, a to je da je shiksha važnija od dikše.
Sometimes devotees come to me and say, Satchitananda Swami, it's very nice that you are so enthusiastic for Prabhupada, but see, he was your guru, you knew him, but I did not even meet him in person.
Neko može da se desi takva situacija da neko kaže, vidi, ti naglašaš tu pointu, ti si ipak vidiš da Prabhupada, ti si njegov učenik, ali ja nisam njega čak ni sreo.
Yes, I can understand that ISKCON now, after whatever happened, needs to stress Prabhupada's position to save whatever is there to save.
Ali evo, nakon svega što se dešava i što se desilo, mislim da treba da naglasimo ovaj položaj i važnost što Prabhupada da bi spasili što se spasiti može.
Yes, but isn't it just strategy?
Da li je to strategija?
Is this really practical to establish a connection to Srila Prabhupada if I have not met him?
Da li je zaista, da li je to samo strategija ili postoji i mogućnost u praktičnom životu da se mi povežemo sa Srila Prabhupadom iako ga nismo nikada sreli?
And I must say, these devotees were serious devotees, and they really had the question. This, they thought it's not possible.
Ja smatram da ti bhakte, oni su zaista ozbiljni bhakte, i kada su postavljali to pitanje, ja sam zaista razmišljao o tome.
I said, Uredno, I will put myself in the same situation as these devotees.
Ja sam rekao, Uredu, sada ću ja da zamislim da se stavim u istu situaciju kao ti bhakte, da bih vidio bolje to.
I will make an experiment.
Napravit ću jedan eksperiment.
I will even take a risk.
Čak ću preuzeti risk.
I will now inject the medicine which I'm trying to give into my own blood and see what happens.
Sada ću ja lek koji treba drugima da dajem uzeti i ušvicati sam u svoju krv, u svoje telo.
Prabhupada has said, we are Rupanuga Vaishnavas.
Prabhupada je rekao, mi smo Rupanuge Vaishnave.
We are following that means we are following the instructions and the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami.
Što znači da mi sledimo učenje i uputstva Rupa Goswami.
I will do this now.
Sad ću ja da to uradim.
And I went to Vrindavan with one book of Rupa Goswami, which Srila Prabhupada has translated. He has translated two books, actually. But I took the Nectar of Devotion, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, with me. It was my only book.
I onda sam otišao u Vrindavan i uzeo sam sa sobom jednu od dve knjige koje ću napravo potpredao od Rupe Goswamija i uzeo sam Ambroziju predanosti, Nektar devocije, sa sobom kao jedinu knjigu.
I went to a very spiritual potent place where Rupa Goswami's disciples used to stay.
I onda sam otišao na jedno mesto veoma posebno gde su učenici Rupe Goswamija imali običaj da borave.
I went where his samadhi was.
Odišao sam tamo gde je njegov samadhi.
I went to the sitting places and sat not exactly on the sitting place, but as close as possible without committing an offense.
I onda sam, što sam bliže mogao, seo sam tamo do, što bliže da budem njemu, da ne bi počinio uvredu, seo sam tamo gde je samadhi Rupa Goswamija.
I did everything which I could think of to establish a connection to Rupa Goswami.
Jednostavno sam preuzeo sve što se preuzeti može da bi mogao da osetim i da se povežem sa Rupa Goswami.
But I knew from before that the shiksha, the instructions are very important, so I focused most of my attention not on sitting just close to these places, but to reading and not reading. Deeply study the Nectar of Devotion.
I onda šta sam uradio? Ono što je mnogo važnije, ne da sedim tamo što bliže na to mesto, da sam uzao i počeo sam da čitam knjigu i da je prostudiram. I ne samo to, da je zaista dubinski studiram da bih mogao da postignem ono što sam čitam.
And not even deeply studying, a prayerfully studying.
Ne samo dubinski, ja sam sa puno moliti onom jednostavno ušao.
With prayers, yes.
Sa molitvom.
Yes, sa molitva. Yes. And something happened. The medicine started to work in the crib. I was getting new points I had never thought about in my life. My chanting became totally different because I was reading special techniques to chant from Rupa Goswami.
Onda sam počeo da čitam o tome kako treba da usavrši tehniku svoga mantranja koje Rupa Goswami objašnjava.
And my spiritual life changed. Something came which I was not there before.
I moj duhovni život se potpuno promenio. Nešto je došlo u moj život što nikada pre nije bilo.
What was happening?
Šta se to desilo?
The shiksha, the instruction, as was handed down by the sampradaya.
I onda šikša, instrukcija koja je spuštena s sampradaja,
started to work.
Počela da deluje.
I needed the commentary of Prabhupada or his touch, who was like the sparrow who just swallowed the banyan tree.
Ono što je meni ono što je meni bilo važno, meni su bili potrebni komentari za Prabhupada koji je bio poput te lastavice koja mora da proguta seme banjana da bi banjan drvo moralo ponovo da raste.
It worked.
I to je delovalo.
This what we talk today is not some necessary talk. Not just some necessary talk.
Ovo je veoma važno, to nije samo nešto što je potrebno, nego je zaista od velikog značaja.
But I mean to say, because we all know that Prabhupada's disciples have not always kept the same standards as Prabhupada, therefore we now go to Prabhupada. It's not that.
Ne zato što neki učenici Šrila Prabhupada nisu možda na standardu koji je Šrila Prabhupada dao, ne iz tog razloga.
What we talk is, we talk about the power of shiksha.
Ono što mi pričamo o potenciju moći shiksha.
And not just anyone's shiksha, but
ne bilo koja shiksha,
but Prabhupada's shiksha. And how it is possible to link with him.
I kako je moguće da se povežemo sa njim.
Hare Krishna. I know that you will. I have prepared this lecture. I have thought long about it.
Ja sam dugo pripremao ovu lekciju i dugo sam razmišljao o njoj pre nego što sam ispričao vama danas.
But I can't say that this lecture is complete.
Ali ne mogu reći da je ta lekcija sad u potpunosti završena.
Guru Tattva. I wanted to give the lecture the title Guru Tattva.
Hteo sam da dam naziv lekciji Guru Tattva.
Then I thought, oh no, everyone would get bored to hear this title.
I onda mislio sam, svi će, ono će biti dosadno ako čuju ovakav naziv lekcije.
It will be another problematic talk.
Ono će biti neki novi problemi.
Then I thought to give it a mysterious title, the Guru is more.
Onda sam mislio da dam mističan naziv. Guru je mnogo više.
But then I asked myself, is this really what you want to express?
Onda sam pomislio, čekaj, da li je to zaista ono što ti želiš da kažeš?
And I decided, no, what I want to express is our glorious sampradaya.
Ono što zaista želim da kažem svima vama, to je naša slavna sampradaya.
Because this title immediately raises the question, why is it glorious?
Jer zato što istog trenutka što pomislite da čujete naziv ove lekcije to, zašto je ona slavna?
And the answer is clear, because of shiksha.
A odgovor je jasan, zbog shikshe.
Which is most important.
Koje je najvažnije?
Yes, and the examples are there.
I primjeri su tu.
It is not something newly conceived.
To nije nešto novo.
I mean, if Parikshit Maharaj, who is the Lord brought him in this condition to be cursed in 7 days so that Shukadev Goswami could instruct the Bhagavatam to him. It's very essential, this Parikshit Maharaj and his life and what and how he was instructed.
Jer ako je to potvrdio i život Parikshit Maharaja koji je morao da bude proklet da bi susreo Shukadeva Goswami koji mu na kraju života za 7 dana preneo ono što je bilo potrebno kao Shiksha
Guru. Although what I have said I think is clear, it has many implications.
I ono što sam veoma jasno danas iznosio ima i puno drugih izvedenih stvari.
To all members of ISKCON in whatever situation.
Svim drugim članima ISKCON-a bez obzira kako se trenutno situacija nalazi.
It has an implication to he who does not who feels my relationship to my spiritual master is not so as I would like it.
Kao na primjer neko može da misli moj odnos sa duhovnim učiteljem baš nije nešto što I onako kako bih ja vola.
It has a relation, a relevance to someone who spiritual master has left.
Ili na primjer, to je također relevantno za osobe čiji su duhovni učitelji možda napustili pokret.
But more than this problem, this slightly problematic situations, it has a relevance to everyone, because Prabhupada is in all circumstances of our lives just this very special personality.
To je relevantno za bilo koju situaciju u kojoj se mi nalazimo, bez obzira na date primjere, ali što Prabhupada je taj koji ima posebno mjesto u svemu tome.
With my lecture I did not want to address possible solutions to possible problems.
Ja nisam hteo s ovom lekcijom da dajem moguće rješenja za date za moguće probleme koje postoje.
I wanted to say why Krishna consciousness is so wonderful.
Ja sam jednostavno htio da kažem zašto je svjesnost Krishna tako divna.
And why this movement, if you go from the first level to the second level, is just fantastic.
I zašto je ovaj pokret, ako se krene sa prvog nivoa i uzdigne se na drugi nivo, jednostavno fantastičan.
Because it is so broad.
Zato što je jako
There's
širok.
So much tradition behind it.
Toliko puno tradicije se nalazi iza
toga. It is not a sect by any means.
To nije sekta ni na koji način.
Yes. So now I will stop. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Do you have any questions? This was a long lecture. Yes, what? You must speak very loud.
Yes,
please,
again,
repeat,
sorry.
Yes.
Yes.
The person who is a guru can sometimes change.
Osoba kao duhovni učitelj se može nekad promijeniti.
But the guru tattva never changes.
Ali guru tattva se nikada ne mijenja.
Because guru tattva means that which represents Krishna.
Jer guru tattva znači ono što predstavlja Krishnu.
Remember how Prabhupada said, the guru is one.
Sjeti se kako Šila Prabhupada rekao, guru, duhovni učitelj je jedan.
He didn't mean that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur is one with Rama Krishna. There's a huge difference.
On nije tako mislio da je Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati jedna Rama Krishna. Mislim, to je zaista ogromna razlika među njima.
Yeah, but yes, Rama Krishna, we don't accept as a bona fide. Anyways, this example was very wrong. I'm sorry. There is a difference between Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Možemo dati primjer u okviru naše sampradaje. Postoji razlika, mislim, prirodno. Između, na primjer, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura i Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati.
But the tattva is one.
Ali tattva je uvek jedna. Yeah. May I ask just something connected with this? Because maybe you can support. Prvo na srpskom. Hoću da pitam, pa prvo moram njemu da kažem što mislim, pa ću reći vam, da se izvinite, molim.
Then if you say in English, I can think first.
Yes. Because I heard that in connection with Guru Tattva, as connected with our teaching, we can make difference between Guru Tattva and Guru Shakti. like Shiva Shakti, and originally there is Adi Shiva Tattva, like Sada Shiva in the spiritual world. So is there any, I mean, explanation? Because I just heard that point, and I just want to know that, because he mentioned that concept of Guru Tattva. Is it really existing also something like Guru Shakti in a way that it's more personal, relevant to Guru as a person?
I really hope that I understand the question properly.
Because Maharaj, there was one. I heard conversation between some devotees, and they said it's not correct to mix these two points. Guru Tattva is like you explained to Nanda.
Guru Shakti is something
else. And because of that, sometimes people think Guru is like almost like a God, perfect, he cannot make mistake and like this. But Guru Shakti is something else. Someone as a person can be empowered with a Shakti, which is connected with Guru Tattva. I mean, I heard such discussions, but I'm not sure. Is it support with the Shastras?
There are two points to consider. Yes, the spiritual master has his spiritual Shakti or the Guru Shakti because he's connected with this eternal principle of Guru Tattva.
Znači, duhovni učitelj može imati svoju ličnu energiju, svoju ličnu šakti koji dolazi od njega kao osobe, ali koji je povezan sa izvornim principom Guru Tattva.
But there's certainly a personal expression of this principle.
Ali postoji sigurno određena objašnjenja ovog principa.
One guru may have a very big kirtan shakti.
Jer, na primjer, neki duhovni učitelj može imati zaista veliki kirtan shakti.
Rakeshwara Pandit had a dancing shakti.
He could for
72 hours. He could.
Rakeshwara Pandit imao takav shakti da je mogao da imao shakti za ples, mogao 72 sata bez prestanka da pleš.
Yes, it's a divine energy which finds expression in a certain individual capacity.
Znači, to su božanske odlike koje se u skladu s kapacitetom određenih osoba manifestuju personalno, svakom posebno.
We also know in ISKCON that there are some gurus who express it in a very different. Bhakti Charu Maharaj is has a certain way. Radhanath Maharaj has a certain way. And so on.
Jer mi možemo vidjeti u praktičnom životu različiti duhovni učitelji imaju različite raspoloženja ili su na različit način predstavljeni to što rade. Kao na primjer Bhakti Charu Swami ima jedno raspoloženje, Radhanath Maharaj ima drugčije raspoloženje.
And the certain way may become transmitted to their disciples, may.
I taj, znači različit način na koji oni u stvari prenose to znanje, to što guru treba da napravi, na različit način prenose svojim učenicima.
You can see those disciples who are trained by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, they have distinguishing features.
Kao što, na primjer, možete primetiti, učenici Radhanath Maharaj jednostavno imaju posebne odlike, od njih možete prepoznati u odnosu na drugim.
And it's a pride of any disciple to take that Guru Shakti, that special expression of the Guru Tattva into his heart. He may feel attracted to one because he wants this.
I učenik treba se osjeća ponosnim ako taj Guru Shakti može da se odražava u njemu, zato što je to nešto posebno što je njega privuklo ka tom duhovnom učitelju.
Yes. Shyama Priya.
I just wanted to throw out a question, if it is not, you can stay. I wish to ask something about initiation, because in ISKCON we have to chant 16 rounds and follow forever commitment to be initiated. We call this like Diksha. But I heard in Gaudiya Math, for instance, you don't have to chant 16 rounds and then you go to initiation, and they say that actually real initiation is the Brahman initiation, that this is actually real Diksha. I was thinking of what is actually proper, because many devotees who are initiated, they cannot follow these regulatory principles strictly, they cannot change things around, and what is actually...
It's a very good question, yes. I would like to answer this question in two ways. One is a practical way and one is a historical way.
Želim da odgovorim na ovo pitanje na dva načina, u praktičnom smislu i u kontekstu istorijskog različaja.
Let us start with the historical way.
Krenut ćemo od ove istorijske pojme.
Initiation was considered to was usually initiation in the old times was initiation in the Gopal Gayatri mantra.
Tradicija kroz istoriju koja je bila da je prava inicijacija u stvari inicijacija u Gopal mantra.
Please remember yesterday's first part of the lecture when Gokumar was initiated. He was not initiated into the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
The Gopal, Gopal Kumar, kad smo pričali priču, on nije bio iniciran pomoću Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Yeah. On je bio iniciran kroz Gopal Mantra.
Yeah. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was initiated by Ishvara Puri in Gaya, he also got the Gopal Mantra.
Čitina Mahaprabhu kad je bio iniciran u Gaju stan Ishvara Puri, on je također dobio i tu Gopal mantra.
What is the Gopal mantra?
A šta je Gopal mantra?
I cannot speak it loud, but it is part of our Gayatri mantra.
Znači ne mogu na glas izgovoriti, a ona je deo Gayatri mantra koja je Brahmani mantra.
Now, at the whole... Now, good. The process to reach God, however, which is explained to Gop Kumar, is the Harinam, the names of God.
Ali objašnjen je suštinski proces pomoću koga možemo doći do Boga, to je pevanje svetog imena.
This the names of God are even more powerful than the Gopal Gayatri mantra.
Jer zapravo imena direktna imena Boga su još moćnija nego Gopal mantra.
We always hear this.
Yeah.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has preached this.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada chose the main emphasis on the Hare Krishna mantra following this tradition. Whereas the other in times the initiation was given with the Gopal Gayatri mantra. It was seen as the main important. At least for initiation. Yes. Prabhupada took this Hare Krishna mantra to be the most important in the initiation. There are verses which say that someone who chants the Gayatri mantra doesn't even need to have a diksha. Yes. Therefore, in ISKCON, we consider the Harinam initiation as the main initiation. Other devotees, the Gaudiya Math, consider, four rounds is all right for initiation, for first initiation. And they consider, well, if they go away, no problem. And they hope by chanting Hare Krishna they will come to a level where the main initiation is given in with the diksha, shama, with these Gopal mantra.
Mantra regulisano Hare Krishna Maha mantra, onda će dobiti kao i pravu tu dikšu koja u stvari se dešava kroz Gopal mantra.
Prabhupada chose the other way around.
Šila Prabhupada je dao jedan drugi prilaz.
Because the mantra is the most important,
pošto je mantra najvažnija,
if you get initiation, you must be a little qualified.
Ako hoćeš dobiš inicijaciju, da baš bar moraš malo da budeš kvalifikovan.
You must chant 16 rounds.
Trebaš da se mantra 16 krugova.
You must follow four rules and regulations.
Trebamo slediti četiri regulatorne principe.
And even no tea. no black tea.
Nema, crnog čaja, čak je to naglašava.
No one will say this in the first initiation and in other mats. Yeah.
U bilo kojoj drugoj situaciji niko ne traži takav standard, da kao sad nema još ni crnog čaja.
Yeah.
Niko neće pominjati takve stvari, što pravo.
Yes. And he said that the Prabhupada said that the guru is the guru, relationship is established with the first initiation, it's not that the real relationship is only established with the second.
Što Prabhupada naglašava da najvažnije prve inicijacije da se tu uspostavlja odnos sa duhovnim učiteljem, da nije neophodno
Yes. Okay, this is a historical answer on how it was in old times, how the Gaudiya Math sees it, how ISKCON sees it. There are reasons for both. Yes. But let us not now miss the essential point. And here I would like to become, here it's important to become very clear again. Shiksha is more important than Diksha. In other words, if the initiations themselves only work when the Shiksha is there. We have seen that as many Brahman initiates had blooped as first initiates have blooped. Percent wise, as many sannyasis have blooped as Matajis. Percent wise, as many gurus have blooped as. The word bloop is not a nice word. Different way. Shiksha, this is so important. Why did the Brahman initiates go away? They at one time were not connecting themselves any longer with the spiritual instructions. Sometimes Prabhupada has explained this point by saying that the real initiation was when I accepted my spiritual master in the heart. In his case, he said it happened at the first meeting. And then later in Alabat, it was. Now I forget all numbers. It's a curse on me. Yes.
11 years later.
11 years later. He took that formal initiation. Second initiation is given when someone. Anyways, that's another subject, and if you. I will talk later today on this. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Any other question? Daksha Prabhu. Yes.
Da li kada je Maharaj pominjao da je čitao nektar predanosti, da je neke tehnike mantranja isto proučavao, da li je to zaista u toj knjizi ili u nekoj drugoj knjizi Rupa Goswami, da što Prabhu želeo to da zna?
Yes. Rupa Goswami said that there are different types of chanting.
Rupa Goswami kaže da postoje različite vrste mantranja.
One is the name.
Jedno ime.
Then you glorify the form.
Onda slaviš oblik.
Then you think of the gunas of Krishna, the qualities.
Onda razmišljaš o kvalitetama, odlikama Krishna.
And when this becomes nishta, fixed.
I kada to postane ufiksirano, odnosno na položaju nište,
then you think of the lila.
Onda počneš da razmišljaš o zabavama, o lili.
Yes. So I did not know this. Yes. So what I did is, I thought, well, the form of Krishna, let me get the best picture of Krishna. And let me study the 64 qualities of Krishna, because then when I chant the name, the Krishna means something for me.
A onda sa druge strane počeo sam da proučavam onih 64 odlike Krišne koje su date u obrazu krenosti, jer onda će te odlike dok ja mantram imati za mene veći smisao.
I think we all know this. When we hear the name Daksha, we think of the qualities of the person.
Jer kad mi znamo to istinu, kad kažemo Daksha, onda isto trenutka mislimo na određene odlike te osobe.
We think of Daksha's kindness.
Onda mislimo na Dakshinu ljubaznost.
Of his very cultured ways.
O njegovoj kulturi,
of his good heart,
o njegovom dobrom srcu.
And I don't want to embarrass now Daksha, there are certain qualities.
Postoje određene kvalitete koje mi povezujemo s Dakshom, bez obzira što sada ne želim da ga
We may even know his special taste. I guess it is for pita.
Sigurno se setimo njegovog posebnog ukusa kada je u pitanju prasadama, to je bosanska pita.
I could well imagine. So the name Daksha means something for us because there are qualities which we know about the person.
Ime Daksha za sve nas znači nešto zato što mi poznajemo odlike same osobe.
I've had found out that Krishna, what does Krishna mean for me? And I discovered even things which are not really so much. I discovered Christian concepts and so on. Yes, I'm initiated in the Christian tradition. If you just confirmation, it's yes. God. Yeah.
Ja sam kršten u hrišćanskoj tradiciji.
Yes. But this was still there, but I recognized, no, Krishna is much, I must know more about Krishna, really.
Ja sam pomislio, bez obzira na sve, ja moram znati nešto mnogo više o Krišni zaista.
And then I made a book with all the qualities of Krishna, and I'm having it all with me. I mean, not now because we have less luggage, but the book is waiting in Zagreb for me, and I read every day just to go deeper into this.
I onda svaki dan se trudim da čitam o odlikama Krišne, trenutno nije samo, iako se trudim da uvek bude uz mene, ostale tamo u Zagrebu, zato što treba da imamo manje prtljaga, ali uvek se trudim da čitam o tome.
This is one example.
To je jedan od primjera.
I could give you many examples, but they are very personal, and also this is not the forum to go into the teachings of Rupa Goswami in great detail.
Puno toga bi još mogao da kažem, nešto personalno, a i možda nešto više povezano sa učenjem Rupa Goswamima, ali nije mi baš sad.
I'm very much in the beginning of following Rupa Goswami. I'm not a big Rupanuga by no means. My mind is unsteady, but just to know about these points, so it gives you the right direction. It's something to live for.
Ja sam zaista samo na samom početku proučavanja dela Rupa Goswamija, u smislu zato što nam to može dati pravac i inspiraciju.
Yes, I'm not a big Rupanuga. I am mind is still unsteady and all of this. But you know, this is very important to say. I don't want to give a wrong impression. Yes.
Yeah, želim sad da naglasim jednu pointu. Ja nisam sad neki tu Rupanuga veliki, nego samo sam želim to da naglasim da ne bi došlo do nekih pogrešnih razumevanja. Zato to naglašavam posebno. Znači samo sam upoznat sa nekim osnovnim učenjima Rupa Goswamija koje pokušavam da primjenim u svome životu to sve.
Also when you study Prabhupada, Prabhupada, whole teaching, he stresses very much on one, let me say, approach to spiritual life.
I kada proučavate Šrila Prabhupada, možete uvek vidjeti jednu stvar koju Šrila Prabhupada iznova naglašava kada je u pitanju duhovni život.
In my opinion, I mean, after I studied my spiritual master and tried to, what is his guru shakti, so to say, I thought this, he really stresses the point of sharanagati. We must surrender to Krishna. Yeah.
Yeah. kada sam gledao šta je Šila Prabhupada kao da kažemo najviše naglašavao u svom tom ličnom propovedanju, jednostavno to je proces šaranagati ili proces predavanja Krišne.
That's very important for an honest spiritual life.
To je veoma važno za iskren, pošten, duhovni život.
Yeah. Yes, there are many questions now, so I will now go to a different technique of answering questions. I will try my best to give the answer as short as possible.
Yes.
Mahapati?
Da li Arjuna prihvatio Krišnu kao Šikšu ili Dikšu Guru? Ili Šikša iz Moli Polinska?
He was initiated at a very young age, as it is customary, by Domya. Domya was the family priest.
On je bio iniciran od strane porodičnog sveštenika Domya još kad je bio jako mlad.
Yes.
Zato što je to tradicija, to je jednostavno običaj u to vreme.
Yes. But obviously Krishna was the main guru, yes.
Ali sigurno da je Krishna bio glavni guru.
He's the Adi guru, the original
Adi
guru,
yes.
Yes,
yes.
Yes, Madan Gopal Prabhu. Das, yes.
Razumevanje Šikša i Dikša kad bi moglo da se da iz moguga to shvati kao Dikša povezuje a Šikša poučava, da li može na taj način da se razume, da mu dođu do provjeru.
Tako je, na taj način.
Da li može jednostavnije to se razume, kao na ovaj način.
Jednostavnije kao na ovaj način, što je ovo
tautologija.
Da li može da se razume ovako jednostavno kao što sam ja rekao, znači ne znam što da ga pitam.
Da li može da se na taj način suština shvati?
Da li je to suština toga što su ti sad?
Is it a good approach to this subject if you just simply make definition of this subject like Diksha is connected, Shiksha is instructive, and that's the way how we can easily and simply accept this point?
Yes and no. when we accept a Diksha guru, he connects us. This is true.
Kada mi prihvatimo Dikšu guru, Diksha guru to nas povezuje.
But we should accept a Diksha guru whose Shiksha we can also accept.
Ali treba da prihvatimo Diksha guru čiji Shikšu možemo
prihvatiti. Whose way we can understand, who speaks to our heart.
Način koji mi razumemo od strane njega koji može da kaže nešto našem srcu.
See, guru disciple thing has a personal dimension.
Jer guru disciple guru učenik odnos je personalno.
It's not like going to a driver's teacher.
Jer to nije kao da ideš na časove vožnje.
With a driver's teacher, you do not necessarily plan to have a personal relationship. You just want to have that piece of paper, more or less.
Jer kad ideš kod instruktora vožnje da položiš vožnju, nemaš ideju da budeš nešto personalno povezan sa njim, samo ti je potrebno.
Yeah, so this is not how we should accept our Diksha Guru.
To nije način na koji treba da prihvatimo svog Diksha Guru.
But we should understand he is more, the Shiksha is most important and it goes beyond him also.
A kada kažemo da je Shiksha važnija od toga, to znači da ona može i iznad toga, i iznad toga ići, još više kao važnija stvar.
The concept of Shiksha goes much wider than the concept of Diksha.
Drugim rečima, koncept Dikše, Shiksha je mnogo širi od koncepta
Dikše. Also the concept and practice, I should say, of Shiksha.
I koncept i praktični aspekt Shiksha je širi nego
Dikše. Yes, you understand, Prabhupada is main. My guru helps me to follow Prabhupada. And if he starts to speculate, and this is not very good, this is not, hopefully, no, he wouldn't speculate, I hope. But I wanted to say, but I can also take instructions from other God brothers.
Ono što sam htjela da kažem da jednostavno možemo uzimati šikšu i drugi god pradera
našu koliko on ima. Yeah. And if there is an interesting book like for Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Alokya, this will really help me also to get on my two legs and start running.
To je jedna knjiga Bhakti Alokya od Bhaktivinoda Thakura koja mi je pomogla također da stanem ponovno na dve noge da mogu opet da trčim.
But let us not just go to the guru who can give us the quickest diksha, the quickest driver's license, and because we don't know, I won't follow this person. Yeah, but I get a quick driver's license. Yes.
Ali to ne znači da sada treba da prihvatimo duhovnog učitelja. Ajde prihvatimo ovog učitelja, on daje brzo inicijacije, pa to ispune na to ga posle neću slediti.
It should be someone whom we can follow. Otherwise we will also not follow Prabhupada.
Jer to je neko koga mi treba da sledimo svojim životom, onda na taj način nećemo moći slediti ništa od Prabhupada.
Personal relationship.
Jer taj lični odnos sa duhovnim učiteljem.
Very important. Yeah.
Veoma važno.
Yeah. Yes, molim.
Who is after Srila Prabhupada actually continue to be in our Sampradaya?
Not one person.
Ne jedna osoba.
Yes. He said he gave the heritage to all his disciples who would follow the requirements. He had high expectations. Yes, and not all of us could fulfill these expectations. Even during his time.
Yeah.
I remember when Prabhupada said, "You are all pure devotees." And then the devotee said, "No, Prabhupada." and he said, "Da." He like a loving father saw sometimes is more than we are.
Oni kao otac pun ljubavi nekad vidio nama mnogo više nego što mi jesmo.
You know, every mother and father thinks my date is really, I mean, he will be the leader of the world and he is a very qualified,
yeah.
But the eye of love, yes. All right, my dear devotees, I fear a little bit that we go too much into the time.
Malo smo već, dragi moj bhakte, prekoračili vreme.
I always say I don't have the same qualifications as Rohini Sudha Prabhu.
Uvijek kažem ja nemam iste odlike kao Rohini Sudha Prabhu.
He can go on for hours and it's always very good, but
on može satima i uvijek je jako dobro.
But I need to make a little pause, otherwise.
Ja moram stvarno da napravim pauzu.
Yes, and if you have further questions, you can certainly ask them during the Sunday feast, because there will be ample time. Yes.
Yeah, kada, ako imate još pitanje sutra za vreme nedeljnog boravka gore, bit će dovoljno vremena, možete pitati sa
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Goni Thai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.